What It Means to Care. This is written by Caitlin Selnow, is a communication specialist on the ELC development team. In the first weeks of November 2018, two disasters hit Ventura County, California. First, on the evening of November 7th, a gunman forced his way into the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks and opened fire. 13 people were killed, including the shooter. Less than 48 hours later, the community received news that the wildfires had broken out in the area and many homes had to be evacuated. By the time the fires were contained, 3 people had died and 15,000 structures were destroyed. Before any of this had transpired, Lynn Bullock, a deacon at New Hope Lutheran Church in Agoura Hills, was already assembling the Southwest California Synod's application for a grant from ELCA Disability Ministries. In October 2018, Disability Ministers announced that it was offering as many as 25 grants of $10,000 each for congregations, synods, and affiliates to start mental health ministries. Bullock was excited to apply right away because she's a grant writer for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. In addition to serving as director for senior ministry at New Hope, originally she planned to start a mental health ministry in each of the synod's 9 conferences, but then the first 2 weeks of November happened, she said. There was an outpouring of support in the immediate aftermath of the shooting and the fires. People and organizations supplied money, shelter, food, comfort animals, and more. Lutheran Disaster Response worked with Lutheran Social Services of Southern California to provide about $25,000 for essentials for wildfire evacuees. But Bullock and her grant application committee knew these events had caused lasting trauma, so they narrowed their focus to help those most directly affected. The Synod received a Disability Ministries grant to help fund educational and support resources for 6 ELCA congregations affected by the shooting and fires. The funds will also be used to provide counseling services through California Lutheran University's Thousand Oaks and to help establish a Synod database of local mental health resources. The 6 congregations vary in size. The largest has an average worship attendance of 600, the smallest, 59. Some of the congregation's members were directly affected by the fires or the shooting. Others, including a 92-year-old member of New Hope, wondered why they weren't. She lives in a row of condos destroyed by fire. Only her unit was left intact. What members of all these communities have in common is a need for ways to cope. Statistics from NAMI and the National Institutes of Health show that people with mental health concerns are as likely to seek help from their church as from a medical or a mental health professional. After the disasters, people look to the faith leaders in Ventura County for guidance. Desta Gaynor, Director of Congregational Relations at California Lutheran, said she and campus ministers went into overdrive, offering comfort and counsel, organizing vigils, memorials, and funerals. Students told their stories to pastors they'd never met before, trying to process the whole experience. Bullock wants all members of faith communities to know what to do when someone says they need help. Carol Josephowski, coordinator of ELCA Disability Ministries, shares this vision. Josephowski knows people look to the church for meaning in times of confusion and tragedy, adding, "Religion is a place for natural seekers." Josephowski wants congregations to think purposely about how they steward people in crisis, which is why the new application process for the grants is collaborative. The Disabilities Ministries team helps applicants design the best mental health solutions for their communities. The program seems to have tapped into a need that many faith communities already felt, as 55 congregations, synods, and affiliates applied for the grants in 2019. Bullock and her NAMI colleagues like to say that mental illness is not a casserole illness, she said, adding that when you have cancer, someone shows up at your door with a casserole. No one does that if you have a bipolar illness. We need to talk about mental illness the same way we talk about other chronic illness. As a faith community, Bullock said, we need to expand our idea of what caring is. She hopes the Synod's Mental Health Ministry grant will help do this in Ventura County, where people are still trying to rebuild both their homes and their mental wellness.